child sacrifice. See, the cross looks like child sacrifice. Abraham and Isaac on the same hill looks like child sacrifice. If you get into the satanic world, it is child sacrifice. But the cross was the opposite of what the satanic world is. The cross was the opposite. Why was the cross opposite? Because the cross was about us getting power, and it was given to us. The satanic world is about getting power for themselves and taking something for themselves. It's exactly the opposite. There is no comparison. That is why the scripture says, if you'll be my disciples, take up your cross and follow me. Because the difference in the kingdom is, I lay my life down for you. I don't go take things for myself from someone else for myself. I take my life from the Savior. And so how does that get into the occultism? Let me go on to something else. There is in the satanic world a thing that I will call the third eye. And what the third eye does is it makes an agreement with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and it learns to know things supernaturally for its own benefit and to the destruction of other people. Okay? That is why the prerequisite for the Holy Spirit is brokenness, humility, a contrite heart, a contrite spirit. Because you're not using this thing as a power to hurt someone else or for your own selfish good. It has to come from the cross. So the difference in the kingdoms is in the cross. Satan replays the cross over and over and over again. He will never find a 2-year-old girl that is willing to be sacrificed. He will never find. Good gets its power through surrender, faith, and dependence. Sacrifice is the center of both kingdoms. One sacrifice was to get, the other to give. The prerequisites for the Holy Spirit are brokenness and a contrite spirit. Why? The power is not to override unbelief. Jesus Christ did not come down off the cross to prove something. The Holy Spirit isn't there to override our unbelief. That's a separate issue. And so we don't hear from God, so we then believe. Yes, that does happen. But as mature Christians, it is a wicked and adulterous generation that seeks after a sign. Why does that say that? Because if you understand the things in the dark world, the third eye is an incredible, incredible knowledge and power. If I can know things about you, it gives me the upper hand over you in a big way. And I can use that, and you have no way to get into anything. As I lead people out of that world, that is the last thing that is so hard for them to give up, to actually know things. It is so hard because it's a power. It's an agreement with power. And for us to move from power to faith and dependence and brokenness and surrender, see, what happened in Genesis 3 was, we're on this throne. And Jesus says, let me sit there. Now, okay, what happens after he gets off the, we get off the throne and he sits on it, then he says, I would hold you. I would hold you. And it's like, you want me to trust to that level? You want me to trust when my life has been going bump, 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 and you want to hold me? Yes. And so we were held by him, and we're stiff and afraid. But as we surrender, and as we trust, as we come into rest inside of his love, there is a fullness that flows out from us. And what happens? On a hill, this hill of the cross, Rabbi Zacharias was in Israel having a talk, and he ran into this Muslim, and the Muslim was arguing about something. I forget what the argument was about the religions, Christianity and Islam. And Rabbi said to this Muslim, a very renowned Muslim, he said this, I make these words, these are not exact words, I made it from my memory. It says, on a hill, not